August 5 has come to symbolize two distinct narratives in Pakistan. For supporters of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, which now represents an overwhelming majority of the population, thanks to the establishment's relentless and illogical rivalry with Imran Khan, it marks the second anniversary of their leader's incarceration. At the official level, however, the day is commemorated in solidarity with the people of Indian-occupied Kashmir, whose semi-autonomous status and special rights were stripped following the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A of the Indian Constitution. Yet, one suspects that most Pakistanis are aware of the constitutional intricacies affecting Kashmiris. Given the mass exodus from Pakistan and the alarming rise in poverty, it's understandable why many would hesitate to wish the same fate upon Kashmiris, being absorbed into a nation deliberately kept broken and dysfunctional by its ruling elite. The condition of those living in Pakistan-administered Azad Kashmir is, perhaps, evidence enough of this grim reality. In 2018, PTI emerged as one of Pakistan's most popular political parties. By 2025, it has reclaimed that status. In the intervening years, PTI governed for 3 years before being pushed to the political margins through a familiar tactic, the formation of a united opposition. In Pakistan, political unity is rare and usually reserved for two occasions, when legislation serves personal or business interests, and when the ruling party must be ousted under the guise of national interest. Many analysts and PTI loyalists argue that Imran Khan should have declined the premiership in 2018. They believe that leveraging his popularity from the opposition benches could have secured him a sweeping mandate in subsequent elections, free from establishment strings. With legislative strength, he could have pursued bold reforms with full institutional backing. Instead, Khan opted for hybrid governance, believing he would be treated differently than his predecessors. Like most Pakistanis, he assumed that his unwavering loyalty to Pakistan would earn him institutional support. After all, no previous leader had prioritized national interest over personal gain. From 2014 to 2018, Khan relentlessly branded the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, as thieves, embedding this narrative deep into public consciousness. Despite reservations about his alliance with the establishment, many hoped Khan's government would be allowed to function independently, free from judicial interference. Over time, he cultivated an aura of indispensability. His trust in the establishment led him, and the public, to believe that the very thieves he helped remove would never return to power until held accountable. But like all constructs built on fragile assumptions, this belief crumbled under the weight of reality.